بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the book, The Important Lessons for the Muslim Ummah, by Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And the Shaykh introduced in the very beginning some of the short surahs as a reminder for the Muslims to memorize these chapters and also to ponder on their meanings. And we reached the place where he mentioned Surah Al-Qari'ah. Surah Al-Qari'ah. And this is Surah 101. Surah 101. Chapter 101 of the Noble Quran. قال الله تعالى
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
القارعة. This refers to the striking hour, meaning the day of resurrection, يوم القيامة. The striking hour which strikes and frightens the heart. And this is when the trumpet will be blown. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27, verse 87. ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وكل أتوه داخرين. And remember the day on which the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will be terrified except him whom Allah will exempt, and all shall come to him humble. So this is the hour which will strike and terrify the hearts after terrifying the hearing. And this is a magnificent and great hour, no equivalent to it before its happening. And Al-Qari'ah therefore is one of the names of the day of resurrection, one of the names of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. And also it is called Al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming, and Wal-Haqqah, the inevitable. And Allah is saying, وَقَوْلُهُ, in the second verse, مَا الْقَارِعَةَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ. What is the striking hour? This is an amplification in magnification. And because of its horrifying nature, meaning, who informed you of this horrifying hour? How great or how intense is it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned when it will occur. في سد يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث. The day whereon mankind, as in verse number 4, the day whereon mankind will be like moths scattered about. The day whereon mankind will be like moths scattered about, meaning this is when it will occur, when people are resurrected from their graves, come out from their graves like moths scattered about. And the moths are these insects, flying insects, which crumble on the fire during the night, weak, moving in confusion. And because of confusion, it may fall in the fire, not knowing. So people then, they will resemble the moths in their weakness, in their confusion, in their movements, without guidance, scattered moths. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, in Surah Al-Qamar, chapter 54, verse 7. يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر. In Surah Al-Qamar, خش عن أبصارهم يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر. They will come forth with humbled eyes from their graves as if they were locusts spread abroad. If one would imagine this scene, people emerging from their graves with this, in this way, then one would come to the conclusion that this is a great day, nothing like it. The people from Adam until the day when the hour will be established will be resurrected like the resurrection of a single person at once. Yet these graves scattered in the east and west, and also from other than graves, like those in the bottom or on the bottom of the seas and oceans, those eaten by fish, or eaten by prey animals on the earth, or the like. All of them, they will come at once, moving around like a scattered lotus or locusts spread abroad. And as to these mountains, these firm and solid mountains, it will become وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, as in verse number 5. And the mountains will be like carded wood, carded wool. After being so strong and firmly established, it will become like carded wool or scattered cotton. Scattered like, you know, when one scatters the cotton by his hands or by a tool, it becomes light, scattering around with the least blow of wind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in other verses, as in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56, verses 5 and 6, describing the mountains. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا. And the mountains will be powdered to dust. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. In the sixth verse of this surah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Then as if for him whose balance will be heavy. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. He will live a pleasant life in paradise. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. But as if for him whose balance will be light, he will have his home in Al-Hawiyah, the pit, the hellfire. And what will make you know of it? What it is? It is hot, blazing fire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses categorized people, mankind, into two categories. The first one, those having heavy balance. And this refers to those whose good deeds exceed their bad deeds. And the second, those having light balance, referring to those whose bad deeds exceeded their good deeds, or those who don't have a good deed in origin, like the kafirs, the disbelievers. As to those who have good deeds on their scale, they will have a good life, a pleasant life, without annoyance, without rage, without toil, without exhaustion, perfect from every angle. And this refers to the living in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you from its dwellers. They don't grieve. They have no fear in the best of living and most comfort of life. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, a pleasant life. And as to those of light scale, a light balance, the kafir, having no good deed. Why the kafir has no good deed? Because the good deeds of the kafir will be recompensed in this life, and it will not benefit him in the hereafter. Or this refers also to the Muslim who wronged himself such that his sins became more than his good doings. Then فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. He will have his home in hell. And Al-Hawiyah is one of the names of the hellfire, meaning he will have his home in hell. But for the Muslim, this is not forever. The sinner, the Muslim, the sinner, if punished in hell, this is not forever. Because the final abode of the Muslim is in paradise, even if punished in hell. So we said Al-Hawiyah is one of the names of hellfire. Ummuhu Hawiyah, meaning will have his home in hell, in the pit, in hellfire. It is also said that Ummuhu here refers to Ad-Dimagh, the brain, meaning that he will be thrown in hell on the top of his head. we seek refuge in Allah from this. And if the ayah, if the verse in the Quran accommodates two meanings such that none of them is preponderant over the other, and such that they are not in contradiction, then both meanings are considered. So we say, therefore, in this respect, يُرْمَى فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ أُمِّ رَأْسِهِ, that he will be thrown in the hellfire from the side of the top of his head, and that he will have no place, no home, except in hell. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. In a way of magnification, he said, and what will make you know what it is? Asking, do you know what it is? Meaning, it is a great thing, very blazing fire, to utmost degree of heat. And the Prophet ﷺ said, describing the hell, that إنها فضلت على نار الدنيا بتسعة وستين جزءا. It excels the fire known in this life by 69 parts, meaning 1 to 70. As came in another hadith, one part from 70 parts. If you contemplate the fire in this life, all of it, whether that raging from wood or paper or natural gas or the more intense of that, then you know that the blazing hell fire, the fire of the blazing hell, excels this in magnitude by 69 parts or 69 fold. And we seek refuge in Allah from this. And in this ayah, there is warning concerning this day, and that people will be resurrected on two conditions. Either a person with more of good deeds than bad deeds, or the opposite. And in this verse or in this surah, there is dalil, evidence, that the day of resurrection, or in the day of resurrection, there are balances, scales. In some texts it came as one balance. So the question is it one or numerous? Some of the people of knowledge, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, said that it is one scale. But it came in the plural in relation to what is put on the scale. Because what's put on the scale are the good and bad deeds. The bad deeds of such and such and such and such. And on it, the deeds of this ummah will be weighed, and the deeds of other nations as well. So, it came in the plural text in relation to what is weighed in it. Not in relation to the scale itself. Otherwise, the scale is one. This is one opinion. The second opinion, that they are numerous scales, many scales. For each nation, there is a scale or a balance. And for each deed, there is one. And that's why it came in the plural. And what's more apparent, and Allah knows best, that it is one balance, but it is in the plural form in relation to what is weighed therein, in accordance with the deeds or the nations or the individuals. And in this verse, there is evidence that if man's good deeds are equal to his bad deeds, then there is no mention of the situation of the person whose deeds are equal, the bad and the good ones. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7, that they will not be admitted to hell, but they will be kept in a place called Al-A'raf, the heights. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah described to us what goes on between them and between the believers, as we will listen to this in Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 46 and on. Allah ta'ala,
وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون
And between them will be a barrier screen, and on Al-A'raf, which is a wall with elevated places, will be men whose good and evil deeds would be equal in scale, who would recognize all, meaning of the paradise and hell people, by their marks, the dwellers of paradise by their white faces, and the dwellers of hell by their black faces. They will call out to the dwellers of paradise, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. And at that time they, the men of Al-A'raf, will not yet have entered it, meaning paradise, but they will hope to enter it with certainty. And when their eyes will be turned towards the dwellers of the fire, they will say, O Lord, place us not with the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those whose good deeds outnumber his bad deeds, and that he forgive us, and that he treat us with his mercy and forgetfulness and forgiveness. He is able to do all things. This is the explanation of the surah, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Qari'ah rather, and it is based upon the explanation of our Shaykh محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم